Chapter 16. The Lord said to Samuel, "How long will you mourn for Saul, since I have rejected him from being king over Israel? Fill your horn with oil, and go. I will send you to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided a king for myself among his sons." Samuel said, "How can I go? If Saul hears it, he will kill me." The Lord said, "Take a heifer with you, and say, 'I have come to sacrifice to the Lord.' Call Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you what you shall do. You shall anoint me him whom I name to you." And Samuel did what the Lord said, and came to Bethlehem. And the elders of the city came to meet him trembling. And they said, "Is your visit peaceful, seer?" And he said, "Peaceful. I have come to sacrifice to the Lord." "Sanctify yourselves, and come with me to the sacrifice." He sanctified Jesse and his sons, and called them to the sacrifice. It happened, when they had come, that he looked at Eliab, and said, "Surely the Lord's anointed is before him." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not look on his face, or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For man does not see as God sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart." Then Jesse called Abinadab, and made him pass before Samuel. He said, "Neither has the Lord chosen this one." Then Jesse made Shammah to pass by. He said, "Neither has the Lord chosen this one." And Jesse made seven of his sons pass before Samuel. And Samuel said to Jesse, "The Lord has not chosen these." Samuel said to Jesse, "Are all your children here?" He said, "There remains yet the youngest, and look, he is keeping the sheep." Samuel said to Jesse, "Send and get him, for we will not sit down until he comes here." And he sent and brought him in. And he was ruddy and had beautiful eyes and was handsome. And the Lord said, "Arise, anoint him, for he is the one." Then Samuel took the horn of oil, and anointed him in the midst of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily on David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up, and went to Ramah. Now the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. Saul's servants said to him, "See now, an evil spirit from God troubles you. Let our Lord now command your servants who are before you, to seek out a man who is a skillful player on the harp. It shall happen, when the evil spirit from God is on you, that he shall play with his hand, and you shall be well, and it will give you relief." Saul said to his servants, "Provide me now a man who can play well, and bring him to me." Then one of the young men answered, and said, "Look, I have seen a son of Jesse the Bethlehemite, who is skillful in playing, and a mighty man of valor, and a warrior, and articulate in speech, and a handsome man, and the Lord is with him." Therefore Saul sent messengers to Jesse, and said, "Send me David your son, who is with the sheep." And Jesse took a donkey and loaded it with an omer of bread, and a skin of wine, and a young goat, and sent them by David his son to Saul. David came to Saul, and stood before him. He loved him greatly, and he became his armor-bearer. Saul sent to Jesse, saying, "Please let David stand before me, for he has found favor in my sight." It happened, when the Spirit from God was on Saul, that David took the harp, and played with his hand. So Saul was refreshed, and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him.